Patient's name is Arden Hetland. First name A-R-D-E-N. Last name H-E-T-L-A-N-D. Date of birth is 10/2/1954. Date of service is 6/6/2022. History of present illness. The 67-year-old male presents to the clinic complaining of congestion for the past 10 days. Patient states that he used to take medication for allergies and congestion, but he hasn't taken that medication in the past several months. Now he feels like he's possibly got a sinus infection. Patient states that he does travel frequently for work, and now his retirement. He states that he was just out of town. He did take 4 negative COVID tests, and so he is confident that this is not COVID. He also states that he has never run fever with this congestion and pressure in his sinuses. he's here today for treatment. Allergies to Secor, current medication to just simvastatin. Past medical histories, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history denied, social history, it denies drugs, admits to ETOH socially, denies smoke, ROSCHPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 120 over 75, heart rate is 80, respiratory rate is 18, temp 98, O2 is 98, and he weighs 186 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. He does have quite a bit of pressure on his frontal, ethmoid, and maxillary sinuses. A mild erythema to the posterior pharynx. He has no erythema to the right tympanic membrane. The left tympanic membrane is a little obscured by cerumen. Neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skins warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, acute sinusitis. Patient, again, did refuse any swabs for flu, strep, or COVID, as he states that he's already done those 4 negative COVID swabs. He does agree to get a Rocephin Decadron here in the office today, so we will do that, and then I'll give him a prescription of Augmentin and a Medrol dose pack to go home with. Patient states that he does not need any medicine for the congestion, as he does have some over-the-counter medicine, and he still has that prescription that he hasn't taken in several months. If patient has any worsening of conditions, he'll return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Patient does agree with this plan of care, and he was given the opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.